John, it's been a very difficult start to the season for Durham. Because of the weather, it feels like you've never really been able to get going and get into the full swing of things with all of the interruptions.
Yeah, it has been a little stuttering, difficult to find a rhythm of the way we're playing. But credit, I think, in the quality of the cricket we're playing, not being able to sort of continue and get things going once we start playing well, we feel like we have to start again each time at the moment. But we're still producing pretty good standard of cricket, I think.
You've had some runs on the board, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's been good to see the two openers have both got, you know, hundreds against the name already. In fact, everyone in the top of the orders looks pretty good to me. So, and also in the second team, they're churning out ones too. So it's from the whole club's point of view, the batting looks pretty healthy. Would look like we're getting big scores, and that's kind of what you need to set up games if you want to win games.
The Middlesex match, unfortunately, finished because of the weather again. So you've lost, effectively 2 days of that game. You lost 2 days of the Somerset game. You're only two games in. You've lost half the season already.
It does feel difficult to get the points that we really feel we may have deserved out of the two performances we've put in. Certainly in the first game, we looked like we were in a strong position, and the game against Middlesex looked like being a very good game of cricket. Both sides played the first 2 days really hard. Neither side really got full grip on it, but we'd have fancied our chances if we'd managed to play any more cricket of maybe getting on top.
You're heading down to Surrey this weekend for a county championship match down there. They got a lot of runs on the board in their game against Somerset, Kumar Sangakkara particularly, and they've managed to get a few more days play eked out down there, despite the fact they had a bit of snow on day three as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprising that there's some good runs being scored at the Oval. It's traditionally been a very good pitch. Not surprised that Kumar Sangakkara's scoring runs. He's been an outstanding player for a very long time, so no shock to us there. And we haven't played so much in Red Bull cricket in recent years, so we're a little bit blind, I suppose, playing against them. Mostly when we go in against the opposition, we've got a fair idea about what's coming. But we'll be a little bit different, but we'll be well planned, and hopefully we'll take enough out of the performance against Middlesex that we'll be in good shape.
And as far as Ben Stokes is concerned, this is the last game he can play for you for the time being, isn't it? This is the second of his two that the ECB were allowing him to play ahead of the Sri Lanka Test Series.
Yeah, it looks like this will be his last game for a while for us. It's been great. It was great to have him against Middlesex, and it's great to have him coming down to Surrey with us. It makes such a difference to the side in that we almost feel like we're playing 12 when we've got Ben in the side, because obviously he plays such a full role with bat and ball. So that means you can adjust the balance of the team if you need to. Against Middlesex, we played the extra batter. Ben got a good workload in as well. And we'll have a little look at the pitch when we get down there and see what's the right 11 for that pitch.
The last time you played Surrey was 2013 in the May, and young Ryan Buckley had never even been to London in his life, never mind to a cricket ground. He got a 5 on debut, and then in the second inning, Scott Borthwick got 6 wickets as well. So it's clearly a ground where spin comes into play a lot there.
Yeah, I think that pitch in particular was pretty well prepared for the spinners. Thus going now with two young spinners at the time. At the moment, the side that we're playing has got two of our frontline spinners in the top seven, so we don't really have to juggle the balance of the team too much if it is a turning pitch. I suppose there's the option of a third spinner if we wanted to, but as I say, with Ben Stokes on the side, it's always easy to accommodate pretty much whatever you want.
And the third spinner, if you were to go down that route, would be
German Vandauer. He's doing well in the second team. Early in the season, tough for the spinners really to get too much. Tough to get the fingers warm enough at the moment, I suppose. But he's done well in the games he's played, so he'd be an option. We'll talk about it as a possibility. But as I say, with Scott and Ryan in our top seven, it makes it quite easy to accommodate most options.